Hello, thank you so much for joining me today for Give Him 15. And the title of today's post is Try Tears. I believe it is abundantly clear where I stand on lawlessness and racism. The anti-Semitism occurring on American campuses and elsewhere is appalling. Before we are taken in by the leftist and globalist propagandists, however, there are a few points that also need to be considered. First, keep in mind that upwards of half the protesters are non-students. Outside forces, backed and funded by billionaire globalists, Marxists, and leftist organizations, are fomenting strife and division in America. During a News Nation interview on May 1st, 2024, because so much of the protests are orchestrated, including paid professional agitators, House Speaker Mike Johnson speculated that billionaire philanthropist George Soros was behind the unrest at universities like Columbia in New York. One flyer being distributed at the protest has as its title, Organize the Intifada, a communist program for escalating the Gaza Solidarity Movement. It was produced by the Revolutionary Communists of America, RCA. Don't forget, outsiders are involved. The leftists in our government are helping them. They want and need unrest in America. Don't be taken in by their lies. The left wants a divided America. Race baiting and identity politics are two of their basic tactics. Secondly, remember that most kids in America are not participating in violent protests, though many are spiritually and ideologically confused, and only 2% of them now have biblical worldviews. At their core, most of them are caring human beings. Thirdly, and I realize this might draw some ire, but please don't despise the students who are involved in these protests. I'm not saying we should excuse their actions or that there should be no consequences for those who break the law. I'm not saying that. But remember, these kids have been fed liberal and leftist propaganda by parents, teachers and administrators, the media, and lying politicians, many of them all of their lives. They are simply parroting what they've been taught. Can we, who turned our nation over to these leftists, exonerate ourselves from some of the blame? Many Christians don't even vote. Some who do vote support liberals. Most pastors won't speak up against evil or teach their congregants what the scriptures state regarding moral issues. And many parents have abdicated their parental responsibilities to train their children according to biblical principles. We baby boomers and Gen Xers turned America over to antichrist, unpatriotic, leftist leaders and educators. We did. Do we then think we can blame our children for believing what they've been taught? Perhaps it's time for a look in the mirror. Maybe we should begin by repenting and asking Holy Spirit to give us His heart for this brainwashed generation. We could then follow that with some intense intercession for their salvation. In his biography of Leonard Ravenhill, In Light of Eternity, Mac Tomlinson relates the following statement from Ravenhill. In my 20s, this Raven Hill, during a period of pastoring, I loved to go past the Salvation Army building, which was the largest one outside of London. There's a huge block of stone at the front. Chiseled in one stone, it says, William Booth of the Salvation Army opened this corps. And then it gives the date, 1910. In a second stone, it says, Kate and Mary Jackson, officers in this corps. It was in this poor city where they spin and weave cotton into cloth, and the whole town was on the poverty level. Kate and Mary Jackson labored for a couple of years, and nothing happened. Those girls worked diligently, went to bed exhausted at night. So they wrote William Booth, "Would you kindly move us to another station? We are so tired and disheartened. We've tried everything that we've been taught to do. Please move us to another location." Booth sent a telegram back with two words, "Try tears." They did, and they saw real revival come. Those girls went to travailing prayer. Not just prayer, but travailing prayer, prayer with anguish in it. The road to revival is often paved with tears and brokenness. End quote. It is possible, it is, to love and pray for these kids who are protesting on the campuses without excusing their actions. We can love them while shutting down unlawful protests and speaking out against all forms of racism. The same types of unrest and protests by a misguided young generation wanting to make a difference in a world gone haywire occurred in the 1960s and 70s. Their efforts, too, were fueled by Marxists and leftists. And yes, many of their actions were wrong, unwise, ill-informed, and destructive. Buildings were burned and destroyed. People were hurt. Some even killed. We don't want to see this repeated. I can assure you, some of those fomenting the violence and hatred do not care about the lives of these young people. In fact, sacrificing a few of them as martyrs would help their cause. Those behind the activity are evil. Pray for their exposure and failure. God's answer in the 60s and 70s was a Jesus revolution. Millions of these kids were saved. Thousands are today's pastors and leaders. Had we added a true reforming and nation discipling movement to the revival, as instructed by Jesus in Matthew 28, today's young generation would not be so deceived and lost. If you didn't see it, you might want to look at yesterday's post where I talk about that. I don't like what I'm seeing any more than you do. It angers me. But my heart breaks for this young generation, the fruit of our generation's actions. This may be a good time for some self-reflection, repentance, and intense intercession. Maybe it's possible to curse the darkness, not the people, but the darkness, and light a candle. Selah. Let's pray. Father, forgive us for being so quick to point the finger of accusation at others. All too often, we blame others for the fruit of our actions. Remind us today of the words of Jesus, who said he did not come for the healthy, but for those who are sick and in need of a physician. Give us your heart for the confused, disillusioned, misinformed, immoral, and even the violent. Remind us that we were once lost and in need of a Savior, of why we love the song, Amazing Grace. We repent for not discipling our nation according to Matthew 28, 18 to 20, as you so clearly instructed us. Forgive us for wasting the spiritual momentum we had during the charismatic movement and Jesus People Revolution. Forgive us for our short-term theology, neglecting earth while singing our songs about heaven. Forgive us for giving our government, education, media, and the rest of our culture to those who hate you and your son. In so doing, we ultimately gave America to demons. We are grateful beyond words that your mercy is greater than our failures. We thank you that this mercy never ends and that it triumphs over judgment. We ask you to now show it off. Invade this young generation with your passionate love and powerful salvation. Rip them from the hold of darkness. Be their answer. Come with an ocean of love, rivers of Holy Spirit activity, and the unstoppable power of the cross. Save them. We believe this is your agenda for our day. And we partner with you by declaring it in the name of this young generation's Savior, Jesus. Amen. And our decree, we declare that we will give tears a try. Thank you for joining me today. Let's love these kids.